Hemochromatosis is a metabolic disorder where the body absorbs too much iron from the food you eat. This accumulation of iron leads to elevated iron in the blood and poisoning of the tissues in the liver, pancreas, heart, pituitary gland, joints, and skin. The root, chromat, actually refers to color or the darkening of the skin that happens when it gets deposits of iron in it.
If we take a close look at our red blood cells, we'll notice that they're loaded with millions of copies of the exact same protein called hemoglobin, which binds to oxygen and turns our blood cells into little oxygen transporters, and basically allows us to move oxygen to all the tissues in our body. If we take an even closer look at those hemoglobin proteins, we'll find that they're made of four heme molecules, which have, right in the middle, iron. This iron molecule is what binds to oxygen, so without iron, we probably wouldn't fare too well, right? Right. Normally, you actually lose a small amount of iron every day, about 1 milligram, some in the sweat, some in shedded skin cells, and some in shedded cells in the gastrointestinal tract. Most of us, through the diet, take in about 10 to 20 milligrams of iron every day, and absorb about 10% of that, so 1 to 2 milligrams, which is perfect. People with hemochromatosis, though, absorb an unusually high amount of iron, sometimes as much as 4 milligrams per day, even though you probably only need about 1 milligram to even out your losses, right? You'd think that absorbing more of something is good, but in this case, a net gain of about 3 milligrams a day comes out to about 1 gram per year of excess iron in your body, leading to more than 20 grams by age 40. Most of this iron you hold onto is deposited in your organs, most notably the liver, but also in your pancreas, your heart, your joints, your skin, and pituitary gland. This process of depositing iron into organs is called hemosiderosis. But hey, a little hemosiderosis over the course of a lifetime never hurt anyone, right? Wrong. Unfortunately, all this extra iron does start doing some serious damage because iron in the body is actually pretty good at generating free radicals through the Fenton reaction. The Fenton reaction is where molecules of iron 2+ are oxidized by hydrogen peroxide, producing iron 3+ and the hydroxyl radical and hydroxide ion as byproducts. Now, iron 3+ can be reduced back to iron 2+ via hydrogen peroxide again, creating a peroxide radical and a proton. And then this cycle repeats, creating this like endless loop of free radical generation. So over time, all these deposits of iron slowly damage the cells in the various organs by free radical generation, which can cause cell death and then lead to tissue fibrosis. Dang. Usually, since it takes so long to accumulate and for damage to set in, it's not diagnosed until age 50 for men, and usually 10 to 20 years after menopause for women, mostly because women have one extra method of getting rid of iron, which is through bleeding as a part of the menstrual cycle. Another really important point that we skipped over, though, is why someone might absorb more iron than normal in the first place. Well, someone could have primary or secondary hemochromatosis. Primary hemochromatosis is also called hereditary hemochromatosis. So I'm sure you can guess that it's caused by a gene mutation, and it is, specifically in the HFE gene, which stands for high Fe, or iron. And this is located on chromosome 6. This guy usually helps regulate how much iron we absorb from food. People with the autosomal recessive disorder have a defect or a mutation, though, either the C282Y mutation or the H63D mutation, the former being more common. This mutation specifically affects the absorptive cells in your small intestine, called enterocytes. And these guys are super important for absorbing all sorts of things, including iron. One awesome thing about them, though, is that they only move the iron they absorbed into the blood when there's a need to move it into the blood. So basically, they regulate how much iron goes into your blood from your intestine. With this mutation, though, these enterocytes aren't as good at regulating the iron, so most of that iron in your diet just goes right across from the gut through to your bloodstream, overloading the blood with iron. If hemochromatosis is brought on by some other means besides a genetic mutation, it's going to be called secondary hemochromatosis. An example of this is through frequent blood transfusions. When you get new blood through a transfusion, after about 120 days, those red blood cells die off, and the iron they contain gets recycled. So each new bag of blood basically adds a bag of iron to your body. So lots of transfusions means lots of iron in the blood.
Depending on the organs that absorb the iron, different complications can crop up. A lot of the iron gets deposited in the liver cells, so it makes sense that the liver sees quite a bit of damage over time from fibrosis due to free radical damage. For that reason, about 60% of cases leads to cirrhosis. And all this damage increases the risk of liver cancer. If it deposits in the pancreatic cells, individuals might develop type 1 diabetes mellitus from destruction of beta islet cells. And they might develop malabsorption from damage to the exocrine pancreas that helps us absorb nutrients. If the iron is absorbed into the skin, the accumulation of iron along with an increase in melanin production, whose mechanism isn't really that well understood, might give individuals a bronze pigmented skin. If it's absorbed into the heart muscle or myocardium, they can develop cardiomyopathy, which can later lead to arrhythmias. It can also cause gonadal dysfunction due to accumulation of iron in the pituitary glands that affects the release of sex hormones. This can cause things like amenorrhea in women, or absence of menstruation, and testicular atrophy in men. And finally, if it gets into the joints, it can cause degenerative joint diseases through a process that's also not well understood but might involve the accumulation of calcium crystals.
Clearly, since iron's high in the blood, blood tests will show high iron content. The transferrin percent saturation will be high, which is basically how many binding sites on circulating transferrin are occupied by iron. Transferrin's this iron transport molecule in the blood that stores up to 2 iron molecules and safely transports it in the blood. So 25% saturation means that 25% of total available binding sites of circulating transferrin are taken up by iron. If there's more iron, then more binding sites will be occupied and percent saturation will be higher, right? If more sites are occupied though, the ability to bind more iron will be down, right? Because there's less open sites. And this is actually a lab test called total iron binding capacity, where a blood sample is taken and tested to see how much more iron the blood can carry. To compensate for more iron, the production of another iron binding molecule, ferritin, will increase. This molecule, though, instead of transporting it in the blood, it stores it inside cells. When these ferritin levels and storage of iron increase, it's basically a signal to the body that it has enough iron, so it doesn't need to transport it around, and synthesis of new transferrin molecules decreases. A liver biopsy can be used to definitively confirm that iron's been deposited in the hepatocytes. The iron will normally show up as brown spots inside cells, but this can be confused with the brown pigment inside cells of older patients, which are due to the pigment called lipofuscin, which is from the normal wear and tear process of cells, and is the normal residue left over from lysosomal digestion over time. To confirm that this brown pigment's actually iron in the liver cells, you'd use a Prussian blue stain that shows the iron as blue on histology. Treatment of hemochromatosis usually involves phlebotomy, literally bloodletting like the age-old treatment for so many things. In this case, though, red blood cells are taken until the serum ferritin and percent saturation levels are lowered, and the iron load is decreased. Deferoxamine is a medication that can also be used as a drug treatment. Deferoxamine binds to free iron in the blood and makes it easier to get rid of via the urine, which again decreases the iron load.
All right, as a quick recap, hemochromatosis is a metabolic disorder where too much iron is absorbed by the body. This can be caused by a primary genetic cause, where a defect in the HFE gene leads to abnormal iron regulation by enterocytes, or by a secondary cause, like spiking the bloodstream with too much iron through frequent blood transfusions. Hemochromatosis can lead to liver, heart, pancreatic, gonadal, and joint damage, and can cause bronzing in the skin. And the disease can be managed by bloodletting,